This morning's sacred reading comes from the book of Jeremiah, and the words it contains were given to a people who had been devastated by a series of challenges they had lived through. For they were a group of people who had withstood not one, not two, but three separate attacks by the Babylonians against their homeland. Like some of us here today, those listening in on the conversation between Jeremiah the prophet and God were tired, beaten, and wondering just how much more they could take. The prophet Jeremiah knew where the people were at, both emotionally and spiritually. And he knew how important it was that he find just the right words to help his beloved community find their way back to hope. So listen to the words that Jeremiah used, and then let's see what those words might have to say to us on this special day when we celebrate the baptism of one of our sisters and remember our own. Jeremiah chapter 14, verses 7 through 10 and 19 through 22. Even though our sins testify against us, help us, Lord, for your name's sake. We have turned away from you and sinned against you time and again. You are the hope of Israel, its Savior in times of trouble. Why are you like a stranger in the land, like a tourist spending only the night? Why are you like one taken by surprise, like a warrior unable to act? Yet, you are in our midst, Lord. We are called by your name, so don't give up on us. This is what the Lord proclaims about his people. Since they have loved to wander off and haven't restrained themselves, I won't accept them. Now I will recall their wrongdoing and punish their sin. Have you completely rejected Judah? Do you hate Zion? Why then have you mortally wounded us? We look for peace, but nothing good comes of it. For a time of healing, only to be terrorized. We acknowledge our sin, Lord, and the wrongdoing of our ancestors, because we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, don't reject us. Don't scorn your glorious throne. Remember your covenant with us. Don't break it. Can any of the false gods of the nations make it rain? Can the sky by itself bring showers? Aren't you the Lord our God? You are our hope, since only you can do such things. And thus ends our sacred reading. Like millions of Americans, I spent a good deal of time this past week huddled around the television and sometimes my smartphone, engaged in the age-old tradition of watching the World Series. And I'll admit that experience has been made a little richer this year since my favorite team for the last 40 years is one of the two teams participating, my Houston Astros. Now, lots of folks out there think they know the real reason for the Astros' success. They will say it's because they acquired a lot of high draft picks a few years ago when they were really bad and were able then to collect a lot of talent. And others will say, well, it's because the general manager was incredibly shrewd and able to get top-notch pitchers through trades. And while there's no denying that those things are, of course, important, but neither of them are the most important in my mind. For me, the single most important factor in all this rise is their manager, a gentleman by the name of A.J. Hitch. For you see, while most major league managers have similar resumes regarding their time spent as a player and then additional time in the front office of a team, A.J. Hinch has something in his resume that no other manager has: a psychology degree from Stanford University. And what that degree gives AJ is a unique insight into the players. For instance, when a player is in the middle of a prolonged slump at the plate, AJ seems to know which players need a day off to regroup and which players can simply play their way through it. In the 2017 World Series, for instance, when one of his young superstars by the name of George Springer went 0-for-4 at the plate against the Dodgers in Game 1 of the series, all of the so-called experts said the same thing, that the young player was in over his head, that he was hurting the team, and that he must be sat down on the bench. Everyone, that is, but AJ. For AJ knew his young player well enough to know that that 0-for-4 slump was just temporary, and he decided to leave George in. And you know what that George Springer went on to do? In the next 6 games, he went on to hit 5 home runs, and he was declared the most valuable player of the 2017 World Series. And that happened all because his manager had the ability to look into that young player's heart and spirit and see him for who he really was. Of course, AJ Hinch isn't the only person to do that. In this morning's sacred reading, the prophet Jeremiah did the same thing. He opened his eyes and saw how his friends, his neighbors, and even his family members had made some poor decisions, had gone the equivalent of that 0-for-4, and had exploited those in their society who were most vulnerable. And boy, the prophet Jeremiah didn't poo-poo things either. For you might remember he said in today's reading, "We have turned away from you. We have sinned against you, Lord, time and time again." But like a great baseball manager, the prophet Jeremiah didn't stop there by simply pointing out their shortcomings. Now, he went one step further. He identified that one thing that could pull the people out of their slump when he said, "You, Lord, are the hope of Israel, its Savior in times of trouble." And then he sent those proverbial players back out into the field with these words of acknowledgement to God. "You are our hope, since only you can do such things." You see, friends, it doesn't matter where you find yourself in life, whether you're managing a team in the World Series or serving as a prophet for God's people. The key to success in life is the same. You must have an honest sense of who you are, of what you can do and what you can't. And then you must have a sense of the one who can do the things for you in life that you cannot do for yourself. And friends, today we have someone here who fits that bill perfectly. No, it's not AJ Hinch. He's got a game to manage tonight in Washington. And no, it's not the prophet Jeremiah either. It's our beloved Alejandra, or Alex, Rodriguez. For the past 20-something years, Alex has watched, listened, questioned, and grown in her faith over the years, until today, at the moment of her baptism, she is ready to step forward and take her relationship with God to a new level by acknowledging who she is, and more importantly, who God is to her. So with that, I'll now invite forward Alex and her loved ones who are supporting and sponsoring her in this life-changing moment.